Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor Project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor in Assam. Says Kaziranga is not merely a national park, but the soul of Assam. Prime Minister also flags off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains. Mr. Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stone of various development projects worth around 830 crore rupees at Singur in Hooghly district of West Bengal this evening. Union Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Jitan Ram Manjhi inaugurates PM Vishwakarma Hut in New Delhi. India's power distribution utilities register a record profit of 2,701 crore rupees in 2024-25. NASA moves new moon rocket to launch pad for first crewed lunar flight in over 50 years. And in men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and New Zealand is underway in Indore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor Project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor, Nagaon district in Assam. The Prime Minister said the 86-kilometer-long Kaziranga Elevated Corridor Project is an environmentally conscious national highway project.
Kaliabor se Numaligarh tak lagbhag 90 kilometer lamba कॉरिडोर तैयार किया जा रहा है। इस पर लगभग 7000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च किए जाएंगे। 35 किलोमीटर लंबा एलिवेटेड वन्य जीव कॉरिडोर भी बनाया जाएगा। यहां गाड़ियां ऊपर से गुजरेगी और नीचे वन्य जीवों की आवाजाही बिना किसी बाधा के बनी रहेगी।
Speaking at the launch of development works in Kaliabor, Mr. Modi said that Kaziranga is not merely a national park, but the soul of Assam.
ये भारत की बायोडायवर्सिटी का एक अनमोल रत्न भी है। यूनेस्को ने इसे वर्ल्ड हेरिटेज साइट का दर्जा दिया है। काजीरंगा और यहाँ के वन्य जीवों को बचाना केवल पर्यावरण की रक्षा नहीं है, यह हमारा दायित्व भी है।
The Prime Minister said the manner in which the BJP government in Assam is tackling infiltration, conserving forests, protecting religious, cultural and historical sites and freeing them from encroachment is being widely appreciated.
आज असम में बीजेपी सरकार घुसपैठ से निपट रही है। जिस प्रकार हमारे जंगलों को, ऐतिहासिक सांस्कृतिक स्थलों को, आप लोगों की जमीनों को अवैध कब्जों से मुक्त कर रही है, उसकी आज बहुत प्रशंसा हो रही है।
Prime Minister Modi said that over the past decade, forest and tree cover in the country has increased. He said that more than 260 crore trees have been planted under the Ek Ped Maake Naam campaign so far. Mr. Modi said, India is demonstrating to the world that nature and development can progress together. The Prime Minister said that the BJP has become the first choice of everyone in the country. He said the country's faith in the BJP has been continuously on the rise in the last 1.5 years.
बीते एक डेढ़ वर्षों से बीजेपी पर देश का भरोसा लगातार बढ़ता जा रहा है। हाल ही में बिहार में चुनाव हुए, वहां 20 वर्ष बाद भी जनता ने बीजेपी को रिकॉर्ड वोट दिए हैं। दो दिन पहले ही महाराष्ट्र के बड़े शहरों में मेयर और पार्षदों के चुनाव परिणाम आए हैं। वहां की जनता ने पहली बार बीजेपी को रिकॉर्ड जनादेश दिया।
Mr. Modi also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains at Kaliabor, Nagaon district, Assam. These trains are Kamakhya Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and Dibrugarh Lucknow Gomti Nagar Amrit Bharat Express. In the evening, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of various development projects worth around 830 crore rupees at Singur in Hooghly district, West Bengal. He will lay the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balagarh, including an inland water transport terminal and a road overbridge. Spanning an area of approximately 900 acres, Balagarh is being developed as a modern cargo handling terminal with an envisaged capacity of about 2.7 million tons per annum. The Balagarh project aims to significantly improve cargo evacuation efficiency by diverting heavy cargo movement away from congested urban corridors. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Jairam Bhati Barogo Pinatpur Mainapur new rail line. Union Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME, Jeetan Ram Manjhi, has described MSMEs as the backbone of the country's development. Mr. Manjhi said this while addressing the inaugural ceremony of PM Vishwakarma Hat 2026 in New Delhi today. He said the event is providing a platform to the artisans for branding and marketing their products. Highlighting the PM Vishwakarma Yojana, Mr. Manjhi said that this scheme is a medium of ending unemployment in the country.
The PM Vishwakarma scheme is a visionary project of our Prime Minister. Through this scheme, we aim to solve the problem of unemployment in India and address the growing issue of pollution. We also hope to restore India's past glory as the golden bird and fulfill the dream of a developed India by 2047.
Speaking on the occasion, Minister of State for MSME Shobha Karandlaje said that the PM Vishwakarma Yojana is supporting artisans by providing technological assistance, training and access to proper markets. The minister added that in the coming days, these artisans will emerge as entrepreneurs and contribute to the country's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. The exhibition aims to provide a prominent platform for artisans to exhibit and market their handcrafted products to national and international buyers, stakeholders and the general public. The event will remain open to the public from 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. and will culminate on the 31st of this month. India's power distribution utilities have recorded a positive profit after tax PAT of 2,701 crore rupees in 2024-25. According to the Ministry of Power, the distribution utilities as a whole have been reporting PAT losses for the past several years since unbundling and corporatization of state electricity boards. The ministry stated that this positive PAT in 2024-25 is a significant improvement compared to a loss of 67,962 crore rupees in 2013-14. While commenting on this, Union Minister of Power Manohar Lal said that this marks a new chapter for the distribution sector and is a result of several steps taken to redress the concerns of the distribution sector. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a meeting with United States Senator Steve Daines in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, both sides had wide-ranging and open discussions on bilateral relations and its strategic significance. NASA has moved its powerful new moon rocket to the launch pad as it prepares for the first crewed lunar fly-around in more than 50 years. The 322-foot Space Launch System, SLS rocket, slowly rolled out of Kennedy Space Center, a trip that took most of the day. This mission will carry four astronauts around the moon and back on a 10-day journey, possibly launching as early as February. Earlier technical problems delayed this mission for years. While the astronauts will not land on the moon, this flight is a key step toward future lunar landings planned later in the Artemis program. In Switzerland, the Alpine town of Davos is under unprecedented security ahead of the World Economic Forum summit, which will start tomorrow and run till January 23rd. More than 5,000 troops, snipers, AI-powered drones, airspace restrictions, and anti-espionage systems have been deployed as authorities prepare for the arrival of over 3,000 global leaders. The United States military have killed a senior Al-Qaeda-linked leader in northwest Syria who had direct ties to the ISIS ambush that killed two American soldiers and an interpreter last month, said the U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM. The killed terrorist is reported to be connected to the ISIS gunman behind the December 13 attack in Palmyra, which also injured U.S. and Syrian personnel. The European Union leaders have opposed U.S. President Donald Trump's Greenland takeover plans and tariff threats, with European Parliament President Roberta Metsola saying that EU supports Denmark and Greenland, emphasizing that the island's sovereignty cannot be changed by tariffs and the measures against NATO allies announced today will not help in ensuring security in the Arctic. Trump announced a 10% tariff on goods from Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, the UK, the Netherlands and Finland from the first of next month, which could later rise to 25% unless Greenland is sold to the US. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists in a remote forest area in Kishtwar district today. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the encounter broke out at Singhpura village in the Kishtwar district. The gunfight was on when the reports last came in. More details are awaited. In Uttar Pradesh, police have registered 8 separate FIRs over alleged circulation of misleading content on social media related to Manikarnika Ghat reconstruction work in Varanasi. The cases were filed last evening at the city's Chowk police station on charges of the use of images of Hindu deities to mislead people who have faith in Hinduism, triggering public outrage, disturbing social harmony, and tarnishing the image of the executing agency as well as the government. In Maharashtra, 5 persons lost their lives and 1 woman was injured in a tragic road accident on the Solapur-Pune National Highway near Mohol. The accident occurred late last night around 11 p.m. when a speeding car lost control and rammed into a roadside tree. The victims were travelling from Panvel to Akkalkot for a religious visit. The injured woman has been admitted to a government hospital in Mohol. Further investigation is underway. Senior BJP leader and former Maharashtra Minister Raj K. Purohit, a prominent voice of North Indian communities in Mumbai, has died following an illness. He was 71. A well-known figure in Mumbai BJP circles, he served as the party's city president and a minister in the Maharashtra government and was BJP's chief whip in the assembly between 2014-19. Moving on to sports, in men's cricket, the decisive third and final ODI match of the series is underway between India and New Zealand at Holkar Stadium in Indore. Put into bat first, New Zealand were 33 for 2 in 8 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bowl first. The current ODI series is tied 1-1, with India winning the first match and New Zealand the second. With Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli in focus, India hope to bounce back from the painful defeat of the second match. New Zealand have toured India for bilateral ODIs since 1989 but have never won a series in India. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions to prevail in morning and night hours over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. The weather agency said that cold wave conditions are expected in some parts of East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Odisha and East Uttar Pradesh today. The Met Department further predicted a gradual rise in minimum temperatures by about 2 degrees Celsius over northwest and central India during the next 2 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor Project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor in Assam. Says Kaziranga is not merely a national park, but the soul of Assam. Prime Minister also flags off 2 new Amrit Bharat Express trains. Mr. Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stone of various development projects worth around 830 crore rupees at Singur in Hooghly district of West Bengal this evening. Union Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Jitan Ram Manji inaugurates PM Vishwakarma Hut in New Delhi. India's power distribution utilities register a record profit of 2,701 crore rupees in 2024-25. NASA moves New Moon rocket to launch pad for first crewed lunar flight in over 50 years. And in men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and New Zealand is underway in Indore. And with that, we end the midday news.